The Great Reset S, January 22, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Very briefly, no, I don't think Joshua was ever a Baal priest. I think he was misrepresented as such, in much the same way that we have all been misrepresented as wards of the state, as Sestuikavi trusts, as special purpose vehicles, public transmitting utilities, and so on. The responsibility for this is on the Liars Club, not him. Those of you who have followed along also know that 1,100 years were edited out of our history during or soon after the First Council of Nicaea. As a result, our clock is off by more than a few minutes. This circumstance requires us to reset everything, and when we go digging, we find that the world is not going end in the legal sense. It's going to reset, instead. The economies of the ancient world functioned according to the lunar calendar, and so, every 7 years there is a silver jubilee of debt forgiveness, and a golden jubilee of debt forgiveness takes place after 7 × 7, 49 years, silver debt jubilees. And then, there is also a great reset once every 2,160 years to mark the change of the precessional age. The fixed stars were used by the ancients as God's clock, a very different time system than what we use now, but still valid and accurate. Because of Saint Jerome, we still know and can read the infinite selection of spatial time templates. We just have to add 1,100 years and look at the fixed stars overhead. Doing this reveals where we are. So Jesus was teaching in the middle of the age of Pisces, not the beginning or the end. And then we just count backward to the age of Sagittarius and discover that the sons of Saturn that we are wrestling now came here approximately 17,000 years ago. And we also know, thanks to Saint Jerome, that so far as the stars are concerned, we are advancing into the age of Aquarius. No matter what men do to mess things up, the fixed stars remain. When a new age begins, it's important enough to have its own reset, which is known as the Day of Reckoning. In Egyptian magic, this is the day known as the Great and Terrible Day of the Lord. Once every 2,160 years the Book of Life is opened and the Book of the Dead is opened, too. The people are judged according to their law and the persons are judged according to their law, and a great deal of sifting and winnowing takes place. This is also known as Judgment Day, but as it only happens once every 2,000 years, we humans don't tend to think about it much. Our chances of being around on that particular day are pretty remote. However, there are gatekeepers on the earth who calculate the times and the seasons and the signs of this phenomenon, and about 200 years prior to their best guess date they begin to prepare for, you guessed it, the Great Reset. During a Great Reset, everything changes. The world stage we live on is changed, we are changed, and much is swept away, waiting to be reborn. It is quite clear that the Day of Judgment tends to be disruptive and violent, with each one judged according to their ways. Only those who appear in the Book of Life remain and are allowed to stay. Sometime around 1809 something happened, something so odd and universal that everyone forgot the front page story. Preparation for the Great Reset began. So don't let these fakirs fool you when they talk about the Great Reset. It has precious little to do with money, except for settling who owes what. The Great Reset is a reference to the eternal clock presented by the fixed stars. It is the necessary change to accommodate new energies, new values, new everything as the processional age clicks backward into place. The more open-minded, compassionate, humorous, and free-spirited you can be, the easier this change will be. Love, not grim discipline, is the keynote of this age. Exploration, curiosity, and inventiveness reign supreme. Sudden inspiration, synchronicity, generosity, and joy are your inheritances. Don't be afraid. Remember that perfect love drives out all fear, and if you love this planet and you love your country and you love other people with an open heart, this transition will be like coming home to you. Remember when you were a kid and you'd come home from school and run to get out of your school clothes and into your play clothes? It's time to put on the play clothes, because what comes after this is happy and relaxed. Look forward to that and attune yourself to that vision of where we are meant to be, happy as children at play.